My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Most of this week, she's been wearing scuba gear, given that Washington's been inundated by the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee. And Elena, it's been earthquakes, it's been hurricane remnants. Now it's been 4 consecutive days, maybe even 5 now, of downpourings of rain that have flooded the areas and canceled schools. So, gosh.
Everything Al Gore said was going to happen is happening.
Yeah, that's maybe one way to look at it, I guess.
So.
I'm not sure all of this can be attributed or any of it to global warming, but
I don't know. I get confused. I don't know. I'm going to throw the science out.
Yeah, but both of us made it into work today, so I guess we're doing better than others. But
yeah, unfortunately, we did. So, did you watch the debate this week?
I did. A lot of people did. They were curious to see Rick Perry in action for the first time on the national debate stage. What'd you think?
Well, I was interested in the line about the applause about I guess he created jobs, but most of them were as executioners or something like that.
Brian Williams was talking about that Texas leads the nation in the number of executions, and the audience spontaneously applauded, which I think horrified Brian Williams, and Rick Perry didn't seem fazed by the least. So
that's right. That's, you know, he's just he's a straight shooting kind of guy, right?
I guess so. Yeah. So, but the Capitol Steps have recognized, as most people have, though, that. We've seen this once before, a Texas governor running for president. So,
that's right, we have. What could possibly go wrong? Let's. It was good for comedy then. It might be good for comedy now.
Here's the Capitol Steps look at the latest Texas governor running for president.
My fellow Americans, it is I, George W. Bush, and I've been laying low. For a while, just laying low, keeping out of the public eye. It's been a time of refraction. Just a man alone with his thought. But things have been getting bad since I left. I mean, just recently, under President Obama's administration, the United States lost its AAA rating. That means millions of Americans could potentially be stranded on the side of the road with a flat tire. So that's why I'm coming back out of the non-public eye and talking about a fellow Texan who's running for president, Governor Rick Perry. I think he's swell. He's a nifty guy, and I think he's awesome. He's run for president, and as Texas governor, he has the record of all Texas governors for the most executions ever. And he did this, I'm proud to say, without the use of performance-enhancing drugs. No. So I'm out here. I want to sing a little song about him, promoting for him, and I figure if I can help him out, maybe I can get him the electrical votes that he needs. We've been suffering Barack too long, hearing his same old song. We waited to see who from the GOP could lead us. But from Texas there came a new name, with Perry's halo in the ring, now it's a new game. His Reagan charm is sure to please us, plus he's Facebook friends with Jesus. He's the man if you're just a little nostalgic for me.
Like a bushed corn cowboy, riding out on a horse like the host of a rodeo.
Texas homegrown cowboy.
More macho and right wing, it's like I am Bush 2.0.
He's like me.
But my mind isn't slow. Well, I really do like to campaign, wearing boots and a talk real plain.
But sometimes stay mute or you might stick a boot in your mouth.
Like I said, Texas should secede.
But that's okay, cause it's important in life to secede.
What if I need someone who's brainy?
We could always thaw out Janie.
Make him do the thinking while the lights keep shining on me.
Be a real lowbrow boy.
NASCAR cap and start praying out in public more. Better start right now, boy. Keep heading to the right and maybe people won't get sore when they remember I work for Al Gore.
Hey, Rick, can I ride your horse?
You got it, buddy. Come on, hop on this thing.
This is gonna be great.
Hey, let me join you here, will you? All right, let's get out of here. All right, y'all. See you later.
Oh, Elena, you know, the interesting thing is that some of the old Bush surrogates have not been all that kind to Rick Perry. I don't know if there's a little bit of Texas governor rivalry there, but Karl Rove even got mentioned in the debate the other night, and not in a very flattering way by Rick Perry.
Yeah, I don't know what the history is there. I assume they liked each other, but maybe not. I think I've heard that, too. So
yeah.
Did they run against each other at some point? Or
I don't think so, but, you know, you got rivals even in your own party in politics, and strange relationships happen. I'm pretty sure Bush would probably support him over Barack Obama, but
well, I guess so.
He's got to get the nomination first, and, of course, a long way to go before that happens.
I'd also like to point out that no animals were harmed in the chafing of that song, and that was actually a hobby horse.
That's good. The audience didn't seem too horrified over anything there, so my guess is it was done very humanely.
No, they get horrified at the Capitol steps for other reasons, but not that.
Yes, exactly. Elena, yeah, another one in the race for you to have some fun with. We'll, I'm sure, have some more fun in the weeks ahead. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening in the Reagan Building. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. You can get their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.